Being Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax Living.
Crook. We hear a lot lately about all the different impacts that climate change is having and is going to have on our lives. But with spring officially starting this weekend, my attention was drawn to an article suggesting that it is also affecting our seasonal allergies. Notably, it said that warmer temperatures and higher concentrations of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere are causing some plants to produce more pollen, and that this can not only worsen symptoms, but also make them last a lot longer. To find out more, I'm joined now by allergist Dr. Adrian Morris. Thanks so much for joining me on the program. Is this something that you have noticed in Cape Town?
Hello, yes. We've certainly seen that over the last few years, where the pollen seasons have got longer and more intense, and pollen levels have gone up in the monitoring that we do in the Western Cape.
Is it only because of plants producing more pollen, or there other causes, particularly for non-seasonal allergies as well?
Well, non-seasonal allergies would include dust mite allergies, which are a big issue in Cape Town because we're at sea level and we have a mild climate. And then indoor allergens would also include dogs and cats and other pets. Furry pets would be an issue. And mold spores, a change of season. So leaf mold and mold outdoors is an issue.
I imagine something like that, obviously mold would be impacted by climate change. But talk about the seasonal ones. You were mentioning hay fever.
Yes, so hay fever relates particularly to pollen allergy. So pollen is the little seeds that come off grasses, particularly in spring and summer, and they cause itching, sneezing, and respiratory symptoms. People can get something called hay asthma, where they start to wheeze even during the high pollen counts. And we're entering that season now, so there are going to be quite a few people who are going to suffer during this time.
And you say that climate change is making this worse in Cape Town.
Yes, so we've got increased levels of carbon dioxide, and that enhances the greenhouse effect. So temperatures are going up, the pollen season and the time that plants pollinate is getting longer. And also with the weather changes, we've seen quite a lot of wet winters now for the last 2 years, where they're very dry before, and this is enhancing the pollen counts early in spring and summer.
You were mentioning that grass is particularly a problem here.
Yes, so the grasses, the indigenous grasses, the mountain grasses, or the Bermuda-type grasses, and then the Timothy and Rye-type grasses, which are similar to our Kikuyu and buffalo grasses, all of these release allergens and the little pollen counts, and you can see them starting now if you look very closely. They're tiny. You can't hardly see the little stamens sticking up, but they're starting to appear.
So we were saying that this is having a longer and impact on people and worsening their symptoms. So I imagine that this must have a knock-on impact on people's general health.
Yes, so if your nose is all blocked up and itchy and sneezy and you're wheezing, there's a good chance you might pick up a virus or a bacterial infection as a consequence of that, and then go on and have a chest infection. And that would be marked by you producing a discolored phlegm and having a fever. Hay fever won't actually give you a fever. You may feel unwell, but you wouldn't have a temperature and you wouldn't have discolored mucus and phlegm.
Climate change is not going to go away. So what, if anything, can people do to mitigate this impact?
So you can use indoor air filters and purifiers. You can put a little bit of Vaseline on the inside of your nose just to trap pollen grains. But the mainstay of treatment is using one of the newer non-sedating antihistamine tablets, which are available over-the-counter without prescription. And brands would include things that, such as loratadine, cetirizine, fexofenadine, which are the generic names. There are a lot of various options, and they all work very well.
I also read somewhere that, you know, one should keep an eye out for pollen counts or for air quality alerts and stay inside when they're very high. But I imagine that's not something that we get so readily here in Cape Town. Is that readily available for people to look that up?
Yes, so that's not that readily available in Cape Town. The monitoring is improving drastically. They've got a lot of corporate involvement and companies sponsoring that. And so we are getting more and more accurate pollen counts and these things called pollen bombs, which is when all the atmospheric conditions are absolutely perfect, then suddenly you have this massive amount of pollen in the air and everyone becomes symptomatic. But it's better monitored overseas, and we are getting there in Southern Africa, particularly the UCT Lung Institute are instrumental in this.
I also heard somewhere that a good idea if you're particularly allergic is to wash your clothes and use your skin when you come inside on bad days.
That's right. So I recommend to patients, they come in, they have a shower, wash their hair, wash the pollen out of their hair and change their clothing. And otherwise, you're sitting around with all this pollen on your clothing, in your hair, on your skin. So it's a good idea to have a shower when you come in at the end of the day and change your clothes.
Gosh, thanks there to Cape Town-based allergist Dr. Adrian Morrison. That's it for this week from me, Glynis Crook. Take care and goodbye.
Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax Living.
For Galinda Moser, founder of Remax Living, life is all about people, their homes, the environment, and of course, music. Because of Galinda's passion for property, Remax Living has become the largest property office in Cape Town. When selling your home, email Galinda at remaxliving.co.za. As your trusted property partner, Remax Living is by far the best way to sell and buy real estate. Remax, the leaders in real estate.